Ooh, one of those keys.
Hey, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Stole one.
You're telling me.
So you all ready for the big day?
Sure am. How about you?
Oh, yeah. We're ready for them. After last year's fiasco of a sales clerk shortage, I'm prepared. I even brought in a few more extra sales clerks, just for today.
Good idea. We keep our seasonal staff on.
From Halloween to Valentine's Day, you know, catch the stragglers. Gotta honor that return policy.
It amazes me how Christmas gets bigger every year. Tis the season that stretches.
Good for business.
Yep, good for business.
Well, many happy returns to you, Frank.
Well, happy returns to you too, Bob.
See you later. Morning, Holly. You're early today.
Good morning, Mr. Ferkel. Did you have a nice Christmas with your family?
Yeah, Holly. Thanks for asking.
So, you had a nice Christmas? What did you do?
You know, the usual.
Hmm. Did your kids like the gift you got them?
Guess so. Yeah. Noel. Good morning.
Morning, Ferkel. Morning, Holly.
That's Mr. Ferkel, Noel.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Ferkel. It is cold out there. Cold in here, too. Did you turn on the heat? Because... it feels like a freezer. Do you think we'll get any customers today?
Rain, sleet, snow, or hail, they'll come. Believe me, I've been in the business for 25 years.
Okay.
Nice hair, Noel.
Don't you like it? I had it done just for Christmas. Got the new sweatshirt and the necklace, too.
Very festive, Noel.
Thank you. Isn't that a great name, Ferkel? Try saying that 10 times fast. Ferkel, 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 Ferkel,
Ferkel. Well,
shh. I guess that's why they call this place Bob's Holiday Emporium. I mean, who would really shop at a place called Ferkel?
Hey, Noel. Where did you get your tights?
Aren't they great?
Yeah.
They were... where did I get them? Oh, they were a stocking stuffer. They always put me in the Christmas mood. It's great. Oh, did you go to that church service thing of yours?
Yes. Yes, I did. It was such a nice Christmas service. Our family goes every year.
I went to one of those once.
Oh.
Lots of candles.
Oh. Holly, Noel, add these to a 75 off display, please. And make it eye-catchy. We want our customers to go straight from here to there.
Oh. Hey, Ferkel. Bad habit. Mr. Ferkel, did they ever catch that guy who robbed our Santa?
Yes, they did. They caught him down the street at the coffee shop ordering a sandwich, I believe.
Mm. Good thing, huh? We can't have guys going around robbing Santa.
I don't know. I kind of felt sorry for him. He looked hungry.
God, Holly, the guy robbed Santa. I mean, how low can you get? Santa's what Christmas is all about, right? He's the icon of Christmas. He's our Christmas national hero. Robbing him is like sacrilege. What?
Nothing. Just maybe the guy got tired of standing in line at the soup kitchen.
Hand me some tinsel, would ya?
Oh, sorry.
Am I late?
Right on time, Ollie.
5 minutes and counting.
I'm an icicle. I had to walk to work this morning. The old car wouldn't start. It's too cold for the old engine, I guess.
You got something frozen onto your face.
What's with the mustache, Ollie?
Oh, this. It's part of a super disguise set that I got for Christmas. Thought I'd try some undercover work, you know, sneak up on people trying to steal something.
Oh, yeah. That's gonna really scare them. Oh, no. Here comes a guy in a security uniform with a crooked mustache!
What? It's all crooked?
Well, now that you're all here...
Oh, here comes the pep talk.
I think it's time that we get together for a little... Good morning, Bob's Holiday Emporium. Mm-hmm, yes, we're open from 9 to 5 today.
Aw, no pep talk? We can't go into our day without a rally, a cheer before facing those crowds. Oh, sorry. Wait, something's coming to me. 'Twas the day after Christmas, when all the down the street, the crowds they did gather with returns at their feet. The store clerks welcomed them with disarming smiles. Unhappy people lined up for miles. Our Christmas, they cried, was ruined, was fair. You sold us cheap goods. They stomped and they stared. The store clerks just smiled as they gave back their money and directed them to the sales of the Easter Bunny. Thank you.
Nice one. Wow.
Thanks.
That was actually surprisingly good. Well, I guess our day's begun.
Ooh.
What's that? You're breaking up. Must be a bad connection. Can't hear you. Goodbye. Places, everyone. This is it. Here we go. Hello. Welcome
Excuse
to...
Me.
Oh, pardon me. Welcome, I'm sorry. Welcome to... Ouch. Welcome to Bob's Holiday Emporium, your one-stop shop to entire holiday experience. Money back, guaranteed.
Welcome to Ferkel's, I mean, Bob's Holiday Emporium. Please take a reason for return card, and please fill it out. I will also need the following information: your name, telephone number, address, birthday, social security number, your car, model, and year. Your favorite television
Excuse
show.
Us. What? Noelle, what are you doing?
Mr. Ferkel, I am merely providing our customers with something to do while they wait. These lineups take a long time. People get impatient, and then they're grumpy by the time we have to deal with them.
Next year, we'll hand out coloring books. Please return to the counter, Noelle. Name and phone number will suffice, folks. And feel free to draw a picture on the back if you want to, you know, pass the time.
Hello, dear. I would like to return my Christmas experience.
Was there anything wrong with it?
Yes. I was dissatisfied with the entire thing. First, the turkey burnt, then the gravy wouldn't thicken, then the kids threw the Brussels sprouts at each other. The silly dog got into the cranberry sauce and then threw up all over my new carpet. And nobody liked my dessert.
What did you have?
Figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding.
It was good.
Is there anything else?
Yes. I would also like to return the 10 pounds I gained over the holidays.
Right. Please sign here, Mrs. Greentree.
Thank you.
Why not take advantage of our many half-price specials? Our fruitcakes are on sale.
Sure.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, dear. Better luck next year, I guess.
I waited months for these Ripper and Grub racers. Months. And they don't even work. Ruined my whole Christmas.
What's wrong with them?
They need batteries.
Batteries come separately.
Your store advertises the entire Christmas experience. That should be batteries included.
Look, it says right here. Batteries not included.
Doesn't matter. Don't want anymore.
May I ask why?
I want something else, even better. My friend got it for Christmas.
Oh, what is it?
Flame Froth and Fire Eaters. Do you have them?
Sold out November 1st. Would you like a coloring book?
No. And another thing, you need to fire your Santa.
What? Why?
I gave your Santa a very detailed Christmas list, and he only delivered a few items. There's a name for that.
Greed.
It's called non-delivery the items promised. Yeah, that's it. What are you paying for anyway? I got mostly clothes, not even brand name stuff. Who gives a kid clothes on Christmas? And I got underwear in my stocking. Underwear. Christmas morning, you're all excited and wrapping presents, and out falls underwear. While you're at it, farm Mrs. Claus and those elves, too. They're guilty by association.
As much as I hate to interrupt the fascinating details of your Christmas spoils, I'd like to direct you to our customer complaints department.
Our what?
Our customer complaints department. You see that gentleman talking with the security guard?
Uh-huh.
He is the head of our customer complaints department. You can take this up with him.
All right, I will.
I'm shocked.
I beg your pardon?
I buy the highest quality lights from your store, and what do I get?
A short fuse?
No, a blown out electrical panel.
How many light sets did you buy?
300.
300 sets? We had that much on stock?
It was a special order.
What were you doing, lighting up a small town?
No, I was lighting my house. Oh. Every year, my neighbors outdo my lights display. Every year, I aspire to have the best and brightest house on the street. But thanks to your faulty lights, Ray and Ethel outshow me again.
What happened?
Well, when I plugged them in, the panel started smoking, and then there was this bright blue flash, and the entire thing blew up.
Perhaps you overloaded the system with too many lights?
At Christmas, there is no such thing as too many lights. It was faulty wiring, I tell you. That is why I am returning them, along with my electrical bill.
Ooh. We have 75% off lights today. How about get a head start on your neighbors for next year?
No, thank you.
Please.
I'm gonna do candles next year. It's more traditional.
That's gonna be one smoke and light display.
Underwear.
Hey, aren't you the kid I caught trying to steal a wig off of a store mannequin a few weeks ago?
No, it wasn't me. I gotta go. My mom's waiting in the car.
Some people's kids.
I know.
Are you sure you didn't sell me a Halloween package by mistake?
Let's see your bill.
Oh, here. Thank you.
No, that's not possible. It's dated November 17th, and we only sell Christmas after October 31st.
Well, I'm returning it. Mine was faulty.
The problem?
It was one big fight. None of the relatives got along. They all acted basely. Peace, goodwill, eat, drink, be merry. Not in my house. It was full of bickering, nitpicking, name-calling, boasting, and roasting. I was glad to see them go.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Mrs. Gardner. Please sign here.
May I pre-order for next year?
Oh, certainly, ma'am.
I'd like to order a new family. A pleasant one, please.
For that, you have to go to Relatives R Us. Yeah. They're on Broadway.
Probably that way.
Oh, thanks for the tip.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
Can I help you, sir?
I think so.
Sir?
Sorry? I have to return my Christmas, even though I don't want to.
Then why are you returning it?
I can't afford it. See this?
What am I looking at?
Can't you see? It's a rash.
Ooh.
I'm allergic to bills. Spend, spend, spend. That's all Christmas is. It's the same every year. And what am I left with when it's all done? Piles. That's right, piles. Piles of toys, piles of presents, piles of wrapping, piles of leftovers, piles of relatives, piles of decorations,
piles of pine needles on the floor, piles. And a rash.
Why don't you simplify a bit, Mr. Pine?
Simplify? How?
I don't know. Spend less money and spend more time.
Spend more time? On what?
I don't know. Your family?
You know, I'm longing for something more meaningful, more simple.
Oh, tell me about it. Try working here for a while, facing nothing but discontented, disillusioned, and disappointed people. You should try the Meaning of Christmas. It's the Meaning of Christmas store. It's right across the street.
What do they sell?
Not sure. I've never been there. But I hear there are never any lines and they're always open. So, sign here, Mr. Pine.
Thanks for the tip. It's worth a try.
Yep, no problem.
Well, that all went pretty well. No major incidents or anything.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Noelle? Yes, Mr. Ferkel?
See this piece of paper?
Can't miss it.
See how thin it is?
Cheap quality.
This paper represents my patience with you.
Bright and cheerful?
Nope. Thin, Noelle. My patience is thin.
Holly, I'll help you count the cash in the back.
Oh? Why is that?
Did I just hear you tell that customer to spend less money and spend more time with his family?
Good advice, isn't it?
You are a sales clerk, Noelle, not a counselor.
Oh, I know, but
I did I hear you refer that same customer to another store?
Yes.
Why?
Well, doesn't customer satisfaction come first?
Yes.
Well, then if we don't have something that they need, we should send them someplace that does.
We have everything that they could possibly want for the optimum Christmas experience. Food, presents, decor, and everything to wrap it in. What more could they want?
Something lasting.
We have 30-hour candles, rechargeable batteries.
Something to fill the emptiness.
We have hundreds of items to fill those empty stockings, empty stomachs, and empty corners waiting for decorations.
Something meaningful.
Meaningful?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Mr. Ferkel?
What is it?
Do you even like Christmas?
What? Of course. Of course I like Christmas. I sell Christmas. I believe in my product.
But don't you ever wonder if there's more to it?
More? How could there be more? If there's more, I'll sell it.
Mr. Ferkel, we are not on the same page. But I'm sorry I made you angry.
Yeah, I can drop this off at the bank on the way, Bob.
That's great. Thanks. Oh, wait. Forgot your paychecks.
Thank you, Mr. Burkle.
Thanks, Bob.
Is this my last paycheck, Mr. Ferkel?
Yes, Noelle. I think it'd be best.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Ferkel. You were my first boss. Thank you for my first job.
Well, you were the first Noelle that I ever worked with.
Lately I've been praying for a little peace on earth, the kind the angels sang about the starry night of Jesus' birth. And don't it seem like lately this whole world is going wild? We could all sure use a taste of mercy mild, so I'm praying for all it's worth, for a little peace on earth. It's hard to imagine a silent night in a busy world that never seems to sleep. When I close my eyes and think of Bethlehem's child, then I realize just what we really need. Lately I've been praying for a little peace on earth, the kind the angels sang about the starry night of Jesus' birth. Don't it seem like lately this whole world is going wild? We could all sure use a taste of mercy mild. So I'm praying for all it's worth, for a little peace on earth. Hear a church bell ringing in the distance. Faith wells up in me like a child. bow my head and ask the Lord this Christmas, could you help us get along for just a while? Sang about the starry night of Jesus' birth. Don't it seem like lately this old world is going wild? We could all sure use a taste of mercy mild. So I'm praying for all this worth. Yeah, I'm praying all its word for little peace on
We're going to sing Star of the East. We get down to the chorus at the end of the first verse. I'd like you all to join in on a chorus. Then we'll do the second verse and an alternate ending.
Star of the East, O Bethlehem star, guiding us on to heaven afar. Sorrow and grief are lulled by thy light, the hope of each mortal in death's lonely night. Fearless and tranquil we look up to thee, knowing thou beamest through eternity. Guide us to follow where thou still dost guide, pilgrims of earth so wide.
Join us. Star of the East, thou belt of the soul, while around us the dark billows roll, lead us from sin to glory afar, thou star of the East, thou sweet Bethlehem star. Star of the East, undimmed by each cloud, what though the storms of grief gather loud, faithful and pure, thy rays beam to save, still bright o'er the cradle and bright o'er the grave. Smiles of a Savior are mirrored in thee, glimpses of heaven in thy light we see. Guide us still onward to that blessed shore, after earth's toil is o'er. O star that leads to God above, us raise our peace and joy and love. Watch o'er us still till life shall cease. Beam on, bright star, thou star of the East.
You could say that.
Who returns up from last year?
Don't know yet, Frank.
You did have a rough day, didn't you?
Hey, there's that store owner from across the street. Barely ever see her, even though she's been here much longer than me.
Much longer than me, too. What's her name again?
Mary. Hey, did you ever notice something?
What's that?
She never has any customer returns. Hey, Mary. So how's business?
Oh, quiet today.
Didn't you get any returns?
No, we don't get returns. We deal mainly in exchanges, really.
What? No returns? Surely you must have some dissatisfied customer with damaged goods, some unhappy with their choices, wanting something else to invest in.
Yes, we do get those. They wander in here after they visit the other stores. We give them a free gift.
Free gift? No, Mary, that's a bad idea. Perhaps Mary here needs some marketing advice, eh, Bob? You don't gotta give away freebies on Christmas, Mary. Folks' pocketbooks are wide open.
Mary, I'm intrigued. Could you show me what you're giving away?
Sure, come on in.
Whoa! Livestock? Now that's a big ticket item. Was that hay? You know, Mary, I could offer you a few tips on store decor. Yours is a little rustic. Santa, he would help get your customers in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, we don't need Santa to do that.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Who said that? Is that someone advertising of your store loudspeaker?
Light has come into the world.
Is that a baby in there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Hey, Bob, get your free gift and come out already.
Frank, aren't you going in?
No thanks. It's not for me. Are they giving away babies? Is that it?
Not exactly.
Oh, no wonder they don't have any customer returns. Just wait a few years till those kids become teenagers. They'll have a whole rash of returns.
The meaning of Christmas. I just never got it before.
Bob, what are you talking about?
Christmas is about God's gift to us, Frank. A gift that's free. Not brought by Santa, not bought in a store. God's gift doesn't come in a box.
Wait a minute. I've seen what they're offering. There are no competition.
It's not about competition, Frank. It's about God sending his Son to us, his gift for mankind.
Bob, there's no free gift. Nothing in this world's free. You know that.
Frank, just go in and see for yourself. Then maybe you'll understand.
No thanks. There's no free gift. You'll probably get a bill in the mail.
Noel.
Oh, hi, Mr. Ferkel.
No, wait. Oh. Noel, I'm sorry. You were right.
About what?
About customer satisfaction, about me, and about there being more to Christmas than what you can get in a store. Will you come back and work for me, please?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you curious?
A little bit.
Come on, I want to show you something.
And more than 2,000 years ago, in a bare stable, not a brightly lit mall, God delivered Christmas to mankind in the form of his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, there were gifts delivered by kings to the king. Yes, there was a brilliant light delivered by a guiding star. And yes, there was hope delivered by God to his people. Merry Christmas!